Last Friday, one of those days when you feel that all the time you spent in CAMS during the summer volunteering had finally paid off. This was a day of headache for at least two-thirds of the Spanish department, as about 100 books failed to show their faces. After 2 days of racking their brains over the locations, they were hungry for any new lead that could help. For me, to kill off my free periods that came straight after the core classes. I spent my time visiting my personal psychologist, Dr. Vogel, and she prepared for the new loads of students coming in. Somewhere in the conversation, the book dilemma made itself known, and my brain began to turn with ideas. I asked her, "Have you checked all the possible places, including the new buildings?" She answered, "Yeah, we checked all the buildings and searched the entire storage room." "What about SAC 1145? You know, econ books got dumped there, and there's a whole mess of boxes, and who knows what's in them." "You know, I don't think we checked into those. Why don't you go look?" So I did, going to the office, asked the helper Nadine to open that room. I told her that I had a hunch on where those missing Spanish books could be, and I needed access to SAC 1143 to confirm it. She asked me for any additional information I had, and I told her another long shot. When I visited Carlay's room during the summer, I had seen boxes in the corner labeled House 3128. "Have you checked 3128? When I received no, I had a feeling that the mystery was coming to an end. Nadine and I stood in front of 3128 as she fumbled with the keys. It was nearly the end of period 5, and as the door opened, what did I see? More stacked boxes bearing House 3128, and their insides pure gold. The missing entre todos books had been found. I picked up one and ran like mad to Vogel's room with a copy behind my back. Coaxing her out into the hallway, I whipped the book out from my back and she saw one single book of hope. A look of astonishment painted all over her face. I told her there were more and ran back to 3128 to help load them onto an office cart and wheel them over to the other third of the program, Senior Pouse. Sophomores littered the hallway as I pushed the heavy and precious cargo to SAC 3148. I battled with the door with one hand and used the other to guide the cart in. I positioned myself in front of him, across from the 5 rows of desks, and as he finished talking with a student, he looked up, did a double take, and stared at the cart. "Feliz Navidad," I bellowed with a radiant grin on my face. "¿Dónde?" he responded, still trying to convince himself that the books were really there. And as new freshmen stampeded into the first taste of Spanish, I knew that I was on my way to an entertaining teacher's aide job.